Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. So because it's January, we're in the midst of Back to Basics. It's a sort of tradition in Centers for Spiritual Living where each Sunday in January we take a look at a different aspect of our teaching. And this year I decided to take a little bit of a different approach. Instead of focusing on our seminal work from our founder, Ernest Holmes, and his Science of Mind, we're asking a series of questions. Week one was, are we Christian? Pretty big question. Last week was, what do we believe? And this week is, what do we stand for? Seems like a good time to be asking that question. And in these times, we seem to be bombarded every day with hyper-divisiveness. It's in the news, it's in social media, it's in the conversations we overhear. For some of us, it's in our own families. And the thing is, it's not restricted to just the United States, it seems like. It seems to be an epidemic going around the world of this divisiveness. And yet, under all of that divisiveness, there is a fundamental spiritual truth that deeply we are one. Deeply we are one. In fact, let's just say that. You could say it quietly to yourself, or you could say it out loud. Deeply we are one. We as Centers for Spiritual Living are part of a bigger movement called New Thought. And it's interesting that we call ourselves New Thought when we admit that everything we teach is based in ancient wisdom. So maybe it should be repackaged thought or something like that. But the reason we call it New Thought is because of one word, really. Oneness. Now, the idea that we are all one, again, is ancient wisdom throughout the ages, across cultures and spiritual traditions around the world. But those of us in New Thought, we put that concept of oneness front and center. Everything we teach is somehow traced back to oneness. And what does that mean, oneness? It means that everything, everyone, all creation, everything that ever has been, is now, or ever will be, the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown, and even those other universes that some mathematicians tell us exist, are all one. Which is why we so often open our prayers with phrases like the one life, the one power, the one presence. We are as one in the one. Ancient philosophers were like, it seems like it's all one. All the stuff that looks like separation, they had a sense, but I think it's one. Which means there's no duality, and that all duality is just appearances, which means all the us's and them's are just appearances, because deeply we are one. And when we know this, we know what we must stand for. When we really contemplate what it means to be one and what deeply we are one means, it brings us immediately to values that transcend the divisiveness, that transcend the divisive politics and all the us and them around race and gender and religion and language and immigration status and all of that. There are values that transcend that. And those are the values that we are committed to taking a stand for. Centers for Spiritual Living has a global vision that is completely based on this concept of oneness. It's a statement of how we want to express into the world and experience more of that quality of oneness. And we don't limit it just to the one human family. We bring into that the earth and all of creation. Even the parts of creation that seem to be inanimate, because think of all the inanimate things that you couldn't go without, such as, you know, the sun and water and air and the earth itself, right? So it really is all one. And the grand vision that we have as Centers for Spiritual Living is we envision a world that works for everyone and for all creation. We envision all people, all beings, and all life as expressions of God. Because we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause. This one manifests itself in and through all creation. The manifest universe is the body of God. That is from our Declaration of Principles. And because we believe that, we stand for all creation. That global vision for Centers for Spiritual Living includes we envision a world in which resources are valued, cared for, and grown, and where there is generous and continuous sharing of these resources. We envision a world which has renewed its emphasis on beauty, nature, and love. Just imagine those three things, beauty, nature, and love, how far that would get us towards that grand vision. And because this is ancient wisdom, because God does not keep its wisdom from any peoples, of course, that would be, I think, kind of ridiculous. But Chief Seattle wrote many years ago in his letter to the president, "Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of the earth. We do not weave the web of life. We are merely strands in it. Whatever we do to the web, we do to ourselves." And because of this, we stand for the sacredness of all life, which means we do not stand for the degradation or eradication of any life form. We stand for a healthy earth. This earth, our home, it is sacred. We are part of it, and it is part of us, which is why we do not stand for the contamination or degradation or desecration of Mother Earth. And that reminds me of years ago, I was an undergrad at Utah State University. I was in the College of Natural Resources, and I must have had a class with the agriculture department. I'm not sure what class that would have been, but there I was in the College of Agriculture wandering the halls, and I see a sticker on one of the professor's doors that has stuck with me all these many years later. stop treating our soil like dirt. Right? Let's stop treating our earth like dirt. Right? So we take a stand for all creation. We also take a stand for ourselves as individuals, because we believe in the individualization of the spirit in us, and that all people are individualizations of the one spirit. Also from our Declaration of Principles. And because we believe that, we envision a world in which each and every person lives in alignment with their highest spiritual principle. We envision a world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and action. We envision humanity awakening to its spiritual magnificence, which is what Catherine referred to in her beautiful prayer, and discovering the creative power of thought, a world where each and every individual discovers their own personal power to create a life that works for them within a world that works for everyone. There's no private good. If it's going to work for me, it better work for everyone. So we stand for ourselves, but notice what we have contained in there. Consciousness and action. Prayer and action. You know, there are some in our teaching who believe that we should only be about consciousness. That's it. Just teach me how to raise my consciousness, stay away from everything else. And sadly, some of these people have even sent quite hateful letters to our spiritual director at the global level because she dares to take a stand for the divinity and dignity of all our human brothers and sisters and family members. That makes me really sad. Because we teach raising consciousness so we can take action. I mean, we say all the time, treat and move your feet. Treat is a reference to spiritual mind treatment. It's our form of affirmative prayer. We pray and build up our consciousness so we can take the action we need to take to make our lives better and make life better for everyone as much as we can. These people who think that our teaching is only about consciousness, and that's it, stop there, forget that our founder also taught God can only do through us or for us what it can do through and as us, which goes back to the oneness. It's not us and God. We don't sit on our meditation cushions and go, God, please make my life better. Please, 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 and then wait. No. We pray and work with practitioners so we can raise our consciousness, so we can increase our intuition and our inspiration and know what right action we need to take. God does for us what it can do through us. So we stand for ourselves. You, as unique individuals, what you need for your life is going to be different than what I need for my life. What is my world that works for me is probably going to look different than that world that works for you. But treat and move our feet. It takes both. We stand for each other because we believe in the unity of all life. We envision a world in which we live and grow as one global family that respects and honors the interconnectedness of all life. We envision a world where personal responsibility joins with social conscience in every area of the political, corporate, academic, and social sectors. We envision a world where each and every person has enough food, a home, and a sense of belonging, a world of peace and harmony, enfranchisement, and justice. We envision a worldwide culture in which forgiveness is the norm. On Monday, we celebrate the life and legend and fantastic work and heart of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This is a man who knew very well and dedicated his life to taking a stand, not just for himself, but for everyone. A man who was committed to building that beloved community that would include everyone, because he understood in his way that deeply we are one. Which is why he wrote, in a real sense, all life is interrelated. All men are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. Deeply, we are one, so we take a stand for each other. We as Centers for Spiritual Living stand for the inherent divinity of all people, which means we do not stand for the idea that some are less than others. We stand for the idea and the truth that God's great prosperity is the divine birthright of all people, which means we do not stand for the hoarding of resources that creates scarcity for some. We stand for understanding and respect, which means we do not stand for gossip or making assumptions about other people. We stand for the freedom of all people and the right to due process, which means we do not stand for racial or linguistic profiling of who is and isn't an American or who does and does not have the right to be in this country. We stand for the peace and physical safety of all people, not the use of vitriol and violence against those with whom we disagree. We stand for the inherent dignity of all people, which means we do not stand for the use of dehumanizing language. We stand for equality, equity, and justice, which means we do not stand for white supremacy anywhere, ever, even in the guise of national security. We stand for the divine truth that God's power and wisdom is spread amongst all its people, which means we do not stand for power being concentrated in a few select individuals. What does all this come down to? We stand for our one human family. A rabbi once asked his students, "How can you tell when night has ended and the day has begun?" One student said, "It is when you could see an animal in the distance and tell whether it is a dog or a sheep." Another student said, "It is when you can look at a tree in the distance and tell whether it is a fig tree or a peach tree." And several students went on to give answers like this, and finally the rabbi said, No, none of you are correct. "It is when you can look upon the face of anyone and see that they are your brother or sister. If you cannot see this, it is still night." The more we stand for each other, the more we see everyone as our brother and sister, as a family member, the more we step out of the darkness and into the light. This is what we stand for. Years ago, when I was in a class to become a practitioner, we were given the assignment to write a thought paper on oneness. Now, my paper ended up including quite a bit of what I just spoke about before I even knew Centers for Spiritual Living had this global vision. But I ended my paper in this way, and let me preface it with saying, this was a thought paper about what oneness means for me. It might be different for you. You might have something different to say where your stands are. This was my stand. And when I read this, reread this recently, it still resonates with me. So I share my idea of oneness, where I stand. Oneness is a call to action. It means feeding the hungry, saying hello to a homeless neighbor, listening to a friend, and calling your brother. It means not building walls and welcoming all, knowing there's always enough. It means no human is illegal. It means leave no trace, only footsteps. It means not taking more than you need and reducing your carbon footprint. It means standing up or kneeling down for justice and equality, even when it seems like it doesn't affect you, because it does. Oneness means all things are connected. Deeply, we are one, which in turn means that we must stand for each other lest we fall against each other. I'd rather stand. How about you? Where do you take a stand? Let's pray. I invite our practitioner prayer partners and ministers to stand and hold this prayer in their consciousness as well. I stand in the knowing that deeply we are one. That one power and presence, that one self-existent cause, that one chose to express from itself, as itself, bringing forth all creation. And that it continues to bring forth from itself, as itself, an infinite creation. That it is the Alpha and the Omega. That it has no beginning and no end. That it is my life and the life of every single human being. It is this earth. It is the sun. It is the distant stars and cosmos and galaxies and black holes and dark energy. It is the all of the all, and it revels in all of it. In all of it is its own beloved. And having called forth all creation from itself, there is no part of it that is less important than any other part of it. And I stand in the knowing that all human beings are equally beloved of the divine. And in honor of Dr. King, I declare and claim that beloved community fully realized. And let's take a moment of silence, and each of us in our own hearts and minds visualize that beloved community fully realized. Full equality and justice and freedom for all human beings. Just imagine that world for a moment. Can you feel the peace? The shared prosperity, the shared joy. the laughter in the streets. The hailing of neighbors. How are you, my friend? This is a world that works for everyone and for all creation. And that I claim and know. And knowing this is already true in the heart and mind of God because it is its love in the world, I release this to that loving law. I release it with intention and faith and knowing. And so it is. Thank you.